All right, American Fat Ass Podcast here with you this week, Jim and Nick, as usual. Let's jump right in. Just wanted to share this story with you guys right off the bat. You know, we've had some fun talking about me not really being a man, and got another story this week that kind of falls right in with that. And, all right, so it was Thursday, I believe. I decided to get some wings for lunch. So I walked down the plaza to the wing place, placed my order, and there's two big biker dudes sitting up at the bar, right? And I walk up to the bar, and the lady comes over, and she's like, hey, what can I get for you? And I'm like, yeah, I'll do the wing special. It's like eight wings and a side salad. And she goes, oh, okay, how do you want your wings? And I was like, well, mild. And she goes, okay. She writes it down. She takes it to the back. And one of the biker guys looks at me. And I look over at him like, hey, how's it going? He goes, mild? I went, yeah, you know, I own the store right on the plaza here. And I've got to eat them quick. So, you know, just mild. He goes, whatever.
Oh, that's hysterical.
So I put my head down and walked out, came back 10 minutes later. They were gone. But man, never felt like more of a pussy.
So right, I'm assuming from now on you're just going to phone in your order and then pick it up?
I'm going to at least look outside and make sure there's no bikes up there.
That's great. Just see him going back to the little biker club and be like, you should have seen this pussy getting the mild wings. Oh, man. All right. Well, yeah. since you brought this up, I got a little bit of business to take care of. You know, at the moment, I don't think I'm kind of a fan of your wife anymore, buddy.
Why is that?
Well, you know, last week you had mentioned that whenever your phone goes off, your wife quickly says, is that your boyfriend again? Yeah. Now, I chuckled. I thought it was hysterical. And then it dawned on me. If I'm your boyfriend, that means I'm fucking gay too.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Right.
Your wife doesn't know me. She doesn't know that I suck cock. That's fucked up, man. That's a bunch of horse shit.
She just assumes. Like, oh, if you're friends with me, you must.
Fucking nonsense. Like, it cracked me up. I'm editing the podcast, and I'm like listening to it, and I definitely laugh about it. And then, I don't know, just it just immediately hits me. I'm like, what the fuck? That means I'm gay. It just went like, it ruined my whole fucking night. That's some bullshit, man.
Yeah, well.
Unbelievable. All right, so I've got a story for you. I don't know if you heard about this or not, but did you hear about the attempted rape and murder on a cruise line over, I think it was Valentine's Day weekend?
No.
Oh, this was crazy. I was flipping through a newspaper the other day, and I saw the headline talking about sexual assaults on cruise lines. And, you know, I just went on a cruise this past year, so it kind of hit me up. I wanted to check it out.
Yeah, right.
So I was reading through the article, and I guess it came about because one of the room attendants went to go knock on this lady's door, and I guess she was irritated or whatever and screamed something like, give me a goddamn minute, you son of a bitch.
Right.
And he took a lot of offense to that. I guess it stewed in him for, you know, several hours, because later on that day, he goes back into the room and pretty much assaults her. They said that she got away a little bit. She ran out of her room half naked with a curling iron cord wrapped around her neck. She said that he attempted to throw her off the balcony. And then, And then I guess this guy, after she ran away, he goes jumping from balcony to balcony until he reaches back to his cabin and, like, I guess, you know, tries to hide or whatever. So at that, it fucking blew my mind, because I was like, that's fucking crazy. Now, why I bring this up is, like I said, I was just on a cruise not too long ago. Something on the cruise happened, and it kind of made me think about this a little bit. Although it's kind of a funny story, we'll go back to the series in a minute. So one night, my wife and I are, that's what it was. My wife wanted ice cream one night. So we knew that there's a little ice cream shop at the, on the, one of the back decks. So we go back there and I think it's like 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we get back there, it's actually closed. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. So we start walking around the top deck and my foot was bothering me. So we sat down for a couple minutes and it's over by, one of the major pool areas. So we're hanging out and, we see this man and we're assuming his girlfriend come from one of the hot tub areas and he walks past us, no problem. And we see her stumbling around for a little bit. And every time she walks, she stumbles to the left, which is coming towards us. So she's about maybe, I don't know, 30 feet from us at this point. So she stumbles all the way down that 30-foot path. And by the time she, like, stops stumbling, she's, like, standing right in front of Tina and I. And I see her. She looks like she's having a real hard time carrying everything in her hands. Now, I shouldn't even say hands because this is where the story gets crazy. She's missing a fucking arm. She's got one arm. It threw me for a loop, dude. I'm just like, where's your arm?
I was not
man?
Expecting.
So like she's fumbling around. So I don't know why I said this. Probably because it was awkward. This one armed drunk lady in a bikini is standing literally inches in front of me. Right. I said, can I help you? And she's like, she stares at me and she reaches out with her one arm and she has like this, something, some kind of fabric in her hand. I can't even really make it out what it is at this point. And she says, "You put this on me." I was like, "What? I do what?" I look at Tina and Tina's like, she doesn't say a fucking word. And, I look over at the boyfriend who literally just kept on walking. He's a good like 25, 30 feet away from us, all the way by the railing, smoking a cigarette, doesn't even care what's going on. So I look at her and I was like, "Excuse me?" She goes, "You put this on me now." I was like, "What the fuck?" I was like, okay. I look back over at the boyfriend now. He finally walks over and he's like, "You don't need that on you. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Sorry, guys. Let's go." So she's arguing back and forth with him now, saying that she wants this thing on her. So I'm like, what the fuck? I keep saying to Tina, like, this isn't fucking real, is it? So he walks away again, and she's sitting there, and she turns around, facing away from Tina and I now, and sits down on, like, my chest stomach area. And just sits there. Doesn't fucking move.
On top of you.
On top of me.
Holy shit.
Now I'm looking over at Tina. She's hysterically laughing. Doesn't even know what to do. Meanwhile, I got this drunk one-armed bitch just sitting on top of me. So again, I look over at the boyfriend who is again like 30 feet away from us smoking a cigarette, not caring what's happening to his woman. And he finally comes over and he picks her up. He apologizes again. And then he walks away again. Next thing you know, she's like, "You put this on me." And I was like, "Well, he said you don't need it on you. I'm sure you're fine." And she goes, No, you put this on me." I'm like, "All right, I fucking give up." So I take this fucking fabric thing and I put it down. I spread it as far apart as I can. And she starts stepping into it. And I put it up to her waist. And I'm thinking we're all good to go. Then she turns to me and says, "No, it goes to my boobs." I was like, "What?" "It goes to your what?" She goes, "It goes to my boobs." It's like, "Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me." So finally, Tina's like, "Okay, let me help you." I'm like, "Now you wanna fucking help me? Now this drunk woman mentioned boobs? Now you wanna help me?"
Right?
All right. So we get this thing up to her. It's all good to go. So then she gives me this weird cracked smile and says, "Thank you." Comes in, hugs me with one arm. It's a pretty long, awkward hug. And then I hear Tina go, "I think she passed out." I was like, "No. Fucking sure enough, this bitch passed out of my fucking shoulder. She's hugging me." So I'm like, I'm screaming to the boyfriend. I'm like, "Dude, really?" So he comes over and like he literally has to pick her up. He apologizes again. And then they stumble off into the darkness. I was just like, "You gotta be fucking kidding me." I told everybody on that boat that story. I was like, "This is the most fucking ridiculous thing that's ever happened to me, ever. I mean, I don't even know what to do with it." Now, the reason I bring that up, other than the fact that it's kind of funny, is, you know, the sexual assault thing. Obviously, this was a different situation. But I've always thought to myself, what would have happened to that girl if the boyfriend kept on walking and, say, she stumbled onto somebody who was like a fucking complete douchebag that could have done whatever he wanted to her?
Right.
Just, it fucking blows my mind every time I think about it. But luckily, she stumbled onto the fat guy and his wife, and we didn't try anything funny with her.
Two things. One, I didn't know that losing your arm could throw off your balance that much.
Dude, it really does, because I'm telling you, she completely stumbled to the left. It was pretty bad.
And then two, I know you're big, but you're not furniture.
Thank you. Like, sat on me. Like, I literally walked back to the cabin with this giant ass-shaped white spot on my shirt. Oh my god, man. The fucking one arm. It's what does it to me every time. I was not ready for the one arm.
No.
Oh, shit.
That's probably the weirdest personal cruise story I've ever heard.
I couldn't believe it. And leave it to me.
A one-armed drunk woman sat on me. Not even on my lap. On my chest.
Like, literally just fucking sat right on, like, my stomach and chest area. And I was just like, what the fuck is happening?
Right. Right.
Now, normally, if it was anybody else, I'm like, get the fuck off of me. But, you know, I was just like, I don't understand. I was so confused. I didn't know what to do with her.
That is ridiculous.
Not for nothing, I think that happened on the third day of a 7-day cruise. I looked for that girl every single day after that. I had to find her, and I couldn't find her ever again.
Why did you want to find her?
I don't know. just to see if, like, if we walked past and made eye contact, if she would, like, remember any part of that. I don't know.
What do you think she's going to do? Like, hey, lazy boy. Like, how's it going? Like,
lazy boy. That's fitting on so many levels.
All right.
Lazy boy. You know what? If I ever become a wrestler, that's going to be my nickname.
There you go.
Lazy boy McKelvey.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's great. All right. You know what? Let's jump into our McDonald's challenge.
All right.
Have you thought about this? Actually, I guess let's explain it to the folks. You know the gentleman that brought it up. Why don't you tell us a little bit about him?
Yeah. Yeah. Good friend of mine, John Demko, gave us a topic to discuss during this week's podcast. It was two parts. One, do we think each one of us could eat $100 worth of McDonald's in one sitting? And then two, what strategy would you use to complete it?
I have thought about this. I have really researched this. I've been on the McDonald's website a few times. Wow. I have literally thought about this.
Right.
Okay, first of all, fucking yes, I can do it. I'm positive. I'm positive I can do it.
Okay.
I may do some serious internal damage to my organs, but I'm positive I can do this.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you? You think you can do it?
No.
No?
No. I'd tap out at like $20.
Oh, like, sir.
No.
Oh, that's so sad.
I could not do it.
Would your vagina be full at that time? Just $20 to do it?
It might be.
Okay. So
I just, yeah, no way.
I've thought about this.
Yeah.
Now, I would go with the most expensive items on the menu.
Right.
To try to knock out the $100, okay? Like, you know, maybe the premium McChicken wraps, you know, those are up there in price unless you get them on sale.
Right.
I also thought about going, you know, 20-piece chicken nuggets because they're small enough to where I can pop in my mouth real quick and get a few of them down real fast. And then I also thought about it. We talked about this last week or maybe the week before. The barbecue sauce. Down here in Florida, those fuckers charge for barbecue sauce. I'm putting barbecue sauce on everything.
Yeah,
everything I eat, that's going to be lubrication down my fucking throat.
Yep.
And then drinks. Definitely grab a couple drinks, supersize my drinks and whatnot. Definitely throw in some apple pies, you know, just because I'm a fat guy and I love apple pie. No, is that really going to help the challenge at all? yeah. And then I also thought about it too. I don't know about where you're at, but down here, if you add anything to like a burger or any item, they fucking charge you extra money on it. Like, say, it's crazy down here. If you, for instance, my wife got cheeseburgers one time and she, what the hell did she subtract off? I think she subtracted off like the mustard and the onions and added something else. So I forget what it was she added to it. But even with everything she took off, the one thing she added, they charged her 30 cents for it.
Yeah, I think down here, up here from you, they upcharge cheese and bacon, but that's it.
Fucking ridiculous. She got nabbed on that. So I kept thinking to myself, I'm just going to fucking add shit onto every sandwich I have. But I'm positive I can do it. Now, with that said, I don't think I would ever try it.
No way.
I would never try it.
No way.
My my older brother once told me the story that I remember to this day. He was dared to try to eat 6 Big Macs in 1 hour. Wow. And he went through the first 2, no problem. Went through the third one. It took him a couple minutes to get it down, but got it down. Went to the fourth one. Took him a little bit longer. I would say he was at like maybe the halfway mark with the third one. The fourth one, you know, again, doesn't go down that well. By the fifth one, he was like pretty much fucking done. He said that he was sweating profusely. His stomach was making all sorts of ungodly noises. He was farting and everything. It was downright disgusting. And by the time he got to even working on the sixth one, he thought he was going to throw up all over the table. And he never was able to do it. But he said that he's never once eaten a Big Mac after that day. So I don't – as much as I'm positive, if I ordered the right things on the menu, I could knock that motherfucker out. I'm just no fucking way in hell am I going to try to get $100 worth of McDonald's.
Yeah, I mean, I think the strategy I would take up would be pretty much the same as yours. Go for the expensive stuff. But now that I'm thinking about it, it might be easier just to go with small burgers.
Right.
You know, just dollar burgers just because they're easy to get down. Maybe do the 20 nuggets because it's a high ticket item. And like you said, you just pop them, pop them, pop them.
Right.
But I would definitely do like a Coke and then for my next drink, do a shake. And they go back to the back to the shake. So,
see, I would also, thinking about it a little bit more now, I would also do items that I can, like, combine together. Like, you know, definitely take French fries and throw them onto the cheeseburger as I'm eating that fucker. And, like, you know, maybe take, like, a chicken nuggets and throw them onto, like, a chicken sandwich or something.
Yeah.
And just constantly try to combine items together, try to get them down in one shot. Yeah. I think we should contact the guy from Adam Richman from Man vs. Food and tell him he's got to knock this challenge out. I want to see somebody $100 worth of McDonald's.
I don't think anybody could do it. I mean, it's good in small portions, but I just I'm just thinking about the grease. I would wake up the next day and my throat would be like the grease trap that catches all the meat grease.
Sir, what are you talking about? You eat $100 worth of McDonald's. You're not waking up the next day. You're going to like good fucking point. Sneeze and you're going to go. It's like cardiac arrest.
Yeah, right. I would sneeze and my heart would just jump out of my chest.
And then fucking smack you in the face for eating $100 worth of McDonald's.
It would literally try to escape my body.
Even if you like live to tell your tale of the story, you know, for the next like 4 days, one, your shit is going to be like the worst stuff coming out of a human body ever imagined. The sweat and odors coming off you because this nastiness just excreting out of your body. Nobody want to be near you. You wouldn't even want to be near yourself.
No. No.
Oh, man.
I'm just imagining what the bowl would look like.
You would break the toilet every time you went in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you would have to literally just go to different toilets every single time because you'd never be able to use that toilet again.
Right.
You'd have to move out of your house. Positive. You would have to move out of your house.
I'd have to go to, like, the Days Inn and use all their shitters.
Good evening, sir. How many rooms can I get for you tonight? Oh, none. I just need to use your toilet.
No, I would do the right thing and get a room. But, like, every 20 minutes, I'd go back to the front desk like I need a new room.
Please, don't go into this room for the next 48 hours.
Yeah. And the thing that sucks, like, if you did do that, like, you don't get notoriety. There are people being like, oh, good for you. I can't believe you did. You don't get a t-shirt, you know? It's so, like, if you go to a Days Inn, right, and you get a room, and then you go back to the front desk, and you explain to them, like, oh, I just ate $100 worth of Mickey D's, they'll be like, what the fuck is your problem? Like, what are you thinking?
Why the fuck would you do that?
Right.
Who are your friends and why would they let you do this? Why didn't nobody talk you out of this?
Right. But friggin' little that Chinese dude, but Kobayashi, he can eat like 115 hot dogs and he gets gold medals and
fucking
shit.
Fucking gold medals. Him and fucking, what's the American's name? Joey Chestnut, I think his name is?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, man.
Yeah.
Goddamn competitive eaters. You know what pisses me off? I couldn't even use that as an excuse. Like, if I'm sitting there scarfing down something like that, I'm like, oh, I'm training. I'm a competitive eater. They're like, no, you're just fat. Those fuckers, because they're thinner, they get away with eating whatever the hell they want to eat.
Right.
Bastards.
Bullshit.
It is bullshit. It just pisses me off. Oh, all right, what else you got for us today, man? You got anything going on?
No, not really. I mean, it's been kind of a slow week.
Really? I hate to talk about this, but how's the weather been up there? Are you guys still going through your fucking major snowstorm?
No, it's been like 70.
Nice. All right. I do have something else that happened today that I figured you would get a kick out of. So I really can't discuss what I do in my job because of certain social media clauses that we have, but I can tell you that I do work in retail, and today this person comes up to me and hands me this little folded pink piece of paper, which I have in my hand, and I'm thinking about taking a picture and adding it to our website, so it just cracks me up. But let me read to you what this little piece of paper says. It says,
all right.
Good day. Please listen to my first single on YouTube. Just type in Texting by Treasure. Thank you and have a blessed day. Well, I couldn't resist. I had to go and check this out. I had to know what it was. And in a way, I'm kind of mad at myself because it's fucking horrendous.
Right.
But then again, I had to share it with you because it's so fucking terrible, it's good. So I'm going to play a little clip of it for you here.
Yeah. All right, hold on. This is really the song.
That's as far as we got?
That's the song?
That's the fucking song. It's so fucking bad.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let me continue. Ready for a relationship. This ain't kind of nervous whenever we talk.
Right.
Oh, man. That is the worst piece of shit I've heard in a long time. And now it's even sadder because now I'm looking at how many views this YouTube video has. It has 131, and I guarantee you at least 40 of those are for me. Oh my God. And if you could have seen this woman, she looks like a transvestite. I wish she had a picture of herself on the YouTube video because it would make it so much better. Right. But I will definitely post this video up on YouTube. I hate to give her even more views, but you gotta listen to the whole thing. It's fucking priceless.
I don't even know what to say. That was horrendous.
Texting. It's so fucking horrible. Oh my God. No wonder her promotion is, you know, going out and giving people little folded up pieces of paper. Nonsense.
Yeah, that's the worst way to advertise yourself. Like, that's not going to get it done. I mean, first of all, she shouldn't even try this whole music thing. It's not for her. She should go back to whatever she was doing because this is not going to work out. And I don't know where she recorded. But it sounds like she recorded from Mickey Mouse's asshole.
It sounds worse than our podcast. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. It's so bad that when I went into the office, I went into the back so I can immediately listen to it. Because I was like, yeah. I've got to know. I've got to know right now what this sounds like.
Yeah.
And I went back there, and I'm listening to it, and you know, one of my managers happened to walk past, and he's like, oh, what are you doing? You know, kind of give me that, well, get to work. Right. I was like, no, you got to give me a second. I got to hear this. And I start listening to it, and the look on his face was fucking priceless, man. It's so horrendous. There's not one good part about this. The music itself sucks. The lyrics suck, and her singing it all sucks.
Yes.
Oh, God. There's no fucking way in hell this bitch is making it.
No.
I keep looking at this stupid fucking letter. It's so ridiculous. Oh, fuck me, man. All right, let's go back to my podcast notes here. Okay, we talked about crazy lady and her note texting by treasure, people. Go listen to it, or not, because it fucking blows. let's get into a little people I hate.
All right.
We had Len, good friend of the show, send us a couple of people he hates. One of them we actually already talked about last week, talking about the people who constantly throw in your face, well, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Why aren't you trying to be healthy? But then go out and fucking do drugs, drink alcohol, you know, do all sorts of bullshit to themselves. But today he actually threw out one that I can definitely get behind. People that he hates are the ones that try to have a conversation with you but never give you the opportunity to respond back. With everything you try to reply to, they immediately cut you off and, you know, try to talk over you to get to their point again. I hate those fucking people, man.
For sure, yeah. I mean, these why talk to me if you're not going to let me talk?
Absolutely. Like,
if you just want to talk, talk to a wall, pick up your phone and call your mom. Like, I don't want to hear what you have to say in the first place. Okay? I don't care that your dog has AIDS or whatever the case is.
Wait a minute. Dogs can get AIDS?
I don't know.
All right, just maybe. Fair enough. All right.
I guess it depends on who's fucking them, right?
It's true.
Right. But I don't care. Like, and then you're going to tell me about how much the vet bills are and, oh, he's only got 9 months. I don't give a shit. Like,
right. And nobody fucking cares.
Right. And just let me speak long enough to let you know that I don't give a fuck. Like, because I'm not going to be like, oh, really? Oh, that's too. No. I like, oh, my dog's got AIDS.
So be it.
Okay.
Stop fucking your dog. Move on. You know, and oh, God, I hate those people, the needy people that don't really come over and start a conversation with you. But what they'll do is they'll walk over to you and they'll maybe sigh a couple times or they'll be like, oh, I can't believe this. and just wait for you to be like, oh, what's up? And then they fucking hash out this crazy thing. I won't be that guy. You can sign next to me for a fucking hour straight. You can exclaim all sorts of fucking things. I will not budge. I'm just going to be like, all right, what the fuck? I'm not going to say a goddamn word and let you sit there.
Right.
I hate those fucking people, man. If you want to talk to me, walk up and say, hey, Nick, what's going on? And fucking talk to me.
Right. Right. Don't make me start the conversation that I don't want to have.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. Oh, I hate those fucks. I hate the people that fucking ask you a question they already fucking know the answer to.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, that's the fucking worst. I got so mad the other week. I answered a phone, and this person is asking me to get the phone number. Oh, I'm sorry. They said, what's the phone number to the other location down the street? Now, meanwhile, it's like, I don't know, 6:30 in the morning. Our store isn't even open. Nothing's happening. And I'm like, all right, give me one second. Let me go grab that for you. I go out, get the phone number. Fucking, you have no idea what I have to go through to get out there and get the fucking phone number, but whatever. So I get back on the phone. I start giving them the phone number. I get maybe 3 digits into the phone number, and then they start fucking telling me what the phone number is. I'm just like, what the fuck? Dude, what? I was like, you just fucking called me at fucking 6:30 in the morning for this fucking phone number, and you already had the fucking phone number?
Right.
Fucking unbelievable. Oh, I hate that shit.
And they cut you off. They wouldn't even let you finish.
They fucking cut you off. It was literally, oh, that's 561. And then they just fucking repeated the rest of the phone number. I was like, are you fucking serious? Or those assholes that come up to you and say something like, you know, is it raining outside? And you go to answer them like, no, it's not raining out. And they're like, well, no. I saw somebody with an umbrella. It's definitely raining outside. Like, then what the fuck are you asking me for?
Just leave me alone. I don't give a shit about the weather. Like, just make the words stop coming out of your face. I don't want to hear it.
My neighbors, they all suck. And every time I walk past one of them, they try to strike up a conversation with me. And I've gotten so bad now that I don't even acknowledge them. I just keep on walking. And, like, they keep trying to talk to me. And I'm like, nope, just keep on walking. Yeah. Don't fucking acknowledge me.
We had neighbors until very recently. They moved out, I think, last week. And they were the exact same way. It was a mom and daughter. And the mom was all right. She worked a lot, so she wasn't really home. But this daughter's 19, 20 years old with a kid. And, like, just is always outside. And, like, just... like, you can't leave the house without running into her. And then every time she sees you, she wants to start talking to you. And then she doesn't shut the fuck up. And it's like, I don't care. Like, just go back inside. Let me, like, especially if I'm, like, late to get the store open or if I'm doing something. Like, I can't fucking talk to you. I don't give a shit about what you're talking about. Like, and they were the worst neighbors ever because they had these maintenance here replace their entire staircase.
What?
Right. Like, that's bullshit.
The entire staircase.
Right. Yeah. And then, oh, this is the best. During this last snowstorm, like, on the news, it's like, oh, we could be looking at power outages because of the ice and blah, blah, blah. She called up to maintenance and says, what are you going to do if my power goes out? And they're like, our power will be out too. Like, and then she was telling Ashley, I think, like, well, I've got a baby. I can't be without power. Let her tell that to me. And I would be like, I don't give a fuck about your baby. I've got kids. Like, you're not the only one in the world with a baby. Like, so what? The power goes out for a little bit. You put a coat on the baby.
Thank you.
Like, that's it.
I mean,
but she keeps talking. She keeps talking, and she doesn't let me jump in and tell her to, like, stop. Like what I want to do is just cut her off and, like, just talk louder. Just be like, stop.
You know what? I wouldn't even say stop. I wouldn't do any of that. I would literally just start screaming at the top of my lungs right in her face. Like, no! I don't get it. I really don't understand these people. It cracks me up, man. That's why I don't talk to them. And it's like they're right. persistent fuckers. We've been living here for, I think, going on 3 years now. And I haven't talked to them once. And yet, what do they think? Today's the day I'm going to fucking break them? Today's the day I'm going to get them to talk to me? I mean, it's like, I'm not fucking talking to you. Get it through your fucking heads. I'm not stopping.
Why do they want to talk to you? Like, why do they want you to come out and
I don't
be friendly?
I don't know. It's fucking weird, man. They're just, they're weird fucking people. I don't understand. And every once in a while, one of them will knock on our door. Like, I don't know what they want. It kind of creeps me out a little bit because, like, I'll just be sitting there hanging out, watching a movie on my day off, and all of a sudden I get... And I'm just like, well, I'm not expecting anybody. I mean, I'm not fucking getting up. So I'll just sit there, fuck it, I don't care. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? So then I tell my dogs to go over to the door and start barking and whatnot. So maybe they go away. That doesn't fucking work. Keep on knocking. So then I finally give up. I go over to the fucking door and look to the little people, and they're walking off. And I'm like, so now not only did you make me get up, but now you've already fucking walked away. And secondly, why the fuck are you knocking on my door? I don't like you people. I don't want to fucking talk to you. I don't want to even know that you fucking exist. Leave me the fuck alone.
Right.
Oh, it's, fuck.
Some people just, they have to be friends with everybody. And those are the worst.
The fucking worst. Because those are the people nobody wants to be friends with.
Exactly. Right.
Oh, I fucking hate these people, man. I'm close to fucking punching one of them in the fucking mouth. Like, and on top of it, they feed these fucking mongoloid ducks out behind our place. And those fucking ducks come in and they shit and piss all over the sidewalks. And I'm like fucking hopscotching my way to my front door because I don't want to step in the fucking duck shit. The whole place stinks because of the duck shit. Yeah. And they see nothing wrong with it. I'm just like, you motherfuckers, man. I'm this close to just burning down the entire fucking complex just to get rid of those three motherfuckers. I would sacrifice all of my fucking belongings just to get rid of them.
Now, do they all live together?
Yes. Where the building that I live in, it is... how many apartments? I believe it's... 8 apartments in two. It's kind of one building, but it's separated by a hallway and stairs that go up and down. And they're all fucking there. I've got the worst fucking neighbors around. I've got the people up above me, young kids, that all they fucking do is argue, yell, and scream and smoke pot. So every time I come home, I literally have to walk through a fucking cloud of pot smoke. Then on top of that, when they're not smoking, he's constantly arguing with his girlfriend, and it gets bad. They're throwing laptops off of balconies and shit. It's ridiculous. Then the assholes behind me is a crippled guy and his wife and his two dogs. I've hated him from day one because he fucking walks his dogs without a leash, and they just roam around the fucking parking lot while cars are coming in and out of there and whatnot. Always having to slam on the brakes so their fucking dog is there. Nice. Those are the assholes who feed the fucking duck, so I really want to punch in the fucking mouth.
Yeah.
And then I got this other bitch who just moved in, I don't know, a couple months ago. She's quickly made friends with the fucking crippled guy with the two dogs, and now she goes down there and feeds the fucking ducks, and they congregate right outside my fucking door and talk all day long. It's like, motherfuckers, just go away.
Right. Right.
I really just want to sick my dog on them. I really do. I hate them all so much.
See, we've been pretty lucky with neighbors. Our one neighbor, they're from Jersey, so the same kind of attitude as us, you know, fuck it, everybody. And then a friend of the show, Phil Cosentino, lives three doors down.
Oh, nice.
Which I've known from high school. Yeah, so
we all used to hang out together.
Right, right. And then, but this one right next to me, it's been like people move in and out at every 6 months, it seems. Versus this mom and daughter who we call the 11s.
Explain.
All right. They're so hot that they're 11s.
I'm almost sorry. I just asked you to explain that.
All right. So we had the 11s there. And then before them, there was a family, nice enough. I mean, they, you know, mom, dad, three kids, four kids. And the dad, he's a realtor that likes being a realtor.
Oh, well, then he just sounds like an asshole.
Yeah, and he's always trying to sell you shit and like, oh, you should buy a house. And it's like, well, I don't want to buy a house right now. I can't buy a house right now. Wait a minute. Like,
he's a realtor and he's living in these townhouses with you and he keeps telling you to buy a house.
Well, he was living here while he was having his house built.
Oh, so he's just like a fucking snobby asshole then.
He's
slumming it with you fucking dirtbags. I got it.
Yep.
What an asshole. I don't like him. I don't like him at all, Jim.
Every time he came outside, he's like, oh, you should really think about buying. This is a good market. But I'm like, fucker, you would say that in any market.
Right.
Like, the market doesn't matter. Like, stop trying to pump up the market. Like, no. This was like last year, the market was absolute shit. Well, this is the time to buy. No, it's not.
Asshole.
Right. Trying to get me wrapped up in the market in a mortgage during the worst foreclosure crisis ever. Like, you should buy now. I should. Why?
Oh, God.
Oh, the market's really good. Really? The market's really good. Go fuck yourself. Like,
buy now. Foreclose tomorrow.
Right. Like, he doesn't care. He still gets his 6%.
Fucking give him 6% of my foot in his ass. Oh, man. All right. I guess this really isn't people I hate. But some lady said this shit to me the other day, and I normally I would just say something kind of wise-assy back to her, but today it hit me to the point where I was pissed. I wouldn't say it offended me, but it pissed me off. Yeah. So this woman looks me straight in the face and says, "How come you haven't gotten the gastric bypass surgery yet?"
I was like, what the fuck is that?
Now, I say this now and I laugh because I was like, you know, it's funny. But when she said it to me, I felt like punching her in the fucking mouth. And I didn't even know what to do. I was trying so hard not to be like, you know, really pissed off. And I said something to her like, I think I said, I don't want to. Just like that. I was like, I tried. I don't want to get it. You're not going to make me get it. I was hoping it would end. She goes, but why not? I was like, oh, my God. This bitch is still going to keep going. So I was like, look, man, it's my personal preference. I'm not going to do it. Oh, well, it worked really well for my daughter. Man, I don't. And at that point, I started getting more, man. I finally just said, I really don't care. And I fucking walked off in the other direction. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, these fucking people who just constantly walk up to you and just say this shit, like, oh my God, why don't you lose weight? Hey, you know, why don't you do this? I'm like, do you fucking know me? I mean, who the fuck are you to come up and try to tell me what to do with my fucking life? Fucking piece of shit.
I've never had anybody ask me why I haven't gotten that surgery done. But I know that if I would have continued in retail, I would have come across it at some point.
And it happens all the time.
Oh my God. I don't know what I would say, but I don't think I would continue to have my job.
Like there's been a few people that I fucked with who come up and say something to me. I've actually told them it's a tumor. this is actually a tumor right here. I can't operate on it. I can't do anything with it. That fucking immediately shuts them up. I'll say something like, I did have that surgery. You should have saw me last year. I was like three times bigger. Which blows their fucking mind, too. These fucking people, man. Like, I don't understand. It's those same assholes that walk up to, like, you know, a chubby girl and say, oh, when's the baby due? It's like, dude, what the fuck is the matter with you?
Fucking bastards.
My wife gets upset by that. Like every time I'll tell her, you know, somebody said that to me, and she's like, "Well, next time you tell, why don't you get plastic surgery to fix your fucked up face?"
All right, it's a little bit of a weak comeback, but I can understand where she's coming from.
This is the girl who doesn't have very many comebacks, so I give it to her.
I mean,
at least my wife's not calling you gay.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Oh man, but yeah, I hate those people. They always got fucking something to say about how you should live your life and what you should be doing with it. Fucking pricks. So is there anybody you hate this week?
Yeah, there's a couple. What'd you got? All right. One, I hate teenage boys in packs of three.
Okay. You've got to tell me the story because it's the fucking weirdest thing I never even thought about until now. But I had a situation with three teenage boys today. So tell me your story.
So I'm in my shop, you know, I bought three lockers this week, so I got a lot of inventory coming in, trash going out.
Right.
And my back room, my quote-unquote stock room, is a mess. I mean, there's just stuff everywhere, and I was trying to get it ready because I have the furniture part coming in this weekend. So I really have to make room to get this shit in. So I was, like, starting to organize it a little bit and – you know, get you done. And then these three kids come in, and whenever anybody comes in the store, I make sure that I stay up front.
Right.
These kids come in and they start going through the shop and they're in the back room and I can hear them and they're moving stuff around. And I figure, all right, you know, I would let anybody go back there and look and move stuff around. Like that's just what that room is. And, they come up and they buy stuff. Like, so I'm like, all right, cool. They're buying stuff. They're not stealing it. And they leave and it is 10 minutes to close. Right. And I go in the back room because my van is still loaded with shit that I got to bring in.
Right.
And I go in the back and it is fucking destroyed. I mean, there's shit that I didn't have out for 6 months because it was like summertime clothes that I had packed away is all over the place. Like, just everything is everywhere. They really, I mean, they fucked me for the next 2 days.
Really?
I mean, it was just, oh my God, they destroyed the place.
Jesus.
And then I've got a clothing rack that I pull out outside of my store every day, and it's got jackets on there, purses and shit. So, and they destroyed that. Like, 10 jackets were, like, on the ground. Like, what the fuck? Like, do they go into Target and, like, just try on a jacket? Like, no, this fucking sucks. Just throw it?
Well, you know what? I blame you. I'm going to blame you right now. Because what kind of an asshole lets three fucking teenage douchebags just go somewhere where you can't see them? Fuck that. I'd be all over those motherfuckers, like a little Asian guy in a quick stop. You buy now!
Well, part of the charm of my store is that back room, because no other store lets you go into their stock room and look at shit.
Right.
Right? So that's part of the charm. And plus, if there's four dudes standing back there, it's kind of tight. Like, it's weird. You know, I've got a very small store.
Fat guy in a little room.
But just, I mean, these three douchebags go back there and they destroy the whole back room. Like, I couldn't walk without stepping on shit.
That's fucked up, man. Like, I'm telling you, I would have stormed out the store and, like, ran down the street trying to fucking find them. Just fucking beat the shit out of them.
I did run outside. I ran outside and then I noticed. I did. I ran outside, and then I noticed that somebody dropped a $5 bill, so I was like, all right, fuck it. Like, you just buy me off with $5. Like, that's $5. Like, yeah, destroy my store. Set me back 2 days. Just give me $5, and I'll be cool with it.
You know what? Maybe you should do that. Just sign. $5, destroy the room. It's so sad. I'm sorry, yeah. Jim, your life is so sad where these three fuckers could destroy your store and $5 makes it all better.
It really did. Oh, it really did.
So it's funny, man. I guess I didn't even think about this, but today I go to use the bathroom, and it's a public bathroom, obviously, and I go into the handicap stall. It's the only one available when I got in there. And actually, that's the one I always go into. It's fucking way bigger. I go into the other ones, and I'm like fucking scrunched in there trying to fucking move around. I can't wipe my ass. I mean, it's horrendous.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, minding my business, doing my business, messing with my phone, and I hear a door open. And I want to say it was definitely three. I'm thinking maybe four teenage boys. And they come in there, and they're all loud and annoying, and they're trying to make, you know, funny cock jokes like, oh, if you shake it more than three times, you're doing more than just peeing with it. Ha, 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 ha. I'm like, really? That's the best you got? Then another fucking douchebag goes into the stall next to me, and you hear him go, oh, okay, it fits. I didn't think it was going to fit when I took my cock out. I didn't think it was going to fit in here. I'm like, dude, really? And there's they're yanking paper towels out of the fucking dispenser, throwing them on the floor. They're causing fucking havoc. I'm just like, I don't know. I was pissed off about it, but in the same sense, like, well, I ain't cleaning that. I don't really fucking care. But they're just so fucking annoying. Like, I don't remember being that annoying when I was a kid. I really don't.
No, I don't think we were, and we came up with much better jokes.
That's true. Fucking much better jokes.
Like, our jokes back then were much, much better.
Fucking, oh, God, man. I couldn't deal with it. I really couldn't. All I wanted to do was, you know, fucking dump, wipe, and, you know, mind my business and
fucking
people. Ruined my whole bathroom experience.
Yeah. Bastards. Fucking teenage boys.
Fucking teenage boys.
All right, so my second group of people that I hate are these fucking idiots that think that God blessed everything upon them. Oh, we're having such good weather. God bless us with this good weather. No, he didn't. No, he did. Fucking science blessed us with this weather. Like, God doesn't make it rain. God didn't give you that promotion. Like, give yourself credit. Like, you did a good job, so you got a promotion.
Oh, God.
Why can't it be you? Or why can't it be science? Or why can't it be, oh, I found a $20 bill on the ground.
Or $5. Thank
God for putting it. Whatever. Whatever. God didn't put that there. It fell out of some douchebag's pocket. Like,
well, you know what cracks me up about that stuff is, okay, God bless the $20 bill that, you know, fell on the ground. But what about the asshole who lost that $20? What was God doing for him?
Right, right.
That's what kills me. It's also fucking contradictive or whatever you want to call it. It's like it's saying, yes, God blessed you, but in the same sense, he fucked over this guy over here. So, I mean, really?
So God's a vindictive prick is basically what it boils down to.
Just fucking ask the platypus. Look at that fucking thing, man. You tell me God doesn't have a fucking sense of humor?
Like, but what kind of person are you to say, oh, God bless me with this money? Like, no. Like, you should go and try to find that person then.
Yes.
And give the money back. Like, maybe God bless you with a challenge. Nah. Like, maybe you're supposed to go and bring that money back, and then that guy is going to give you something, or you'll make a connection. Like, no, oh, I found this $20. Thank God. Like, no. Like, oh, it's so sunny out. Thank God. No. It's a weather pattern. Like, that shit happens all the time.
It's springtime. That's what happens in spring.
Like, oh, thank God, it's getting warm out. No, it's getting close to March.
Yes.
It's supposed to. Like, don't you remember last year? Like, the same shit happened.
Dude, I do hate those fucking people. I hate the people who say, God bless you for everything. Like, every time I hand something to this one person that I see almost every goddamn day, she always says, thank you, God bless you. I'm like, fuck you. I always feel like saying, I don't believe in God, bitch. God ain't blessing this motherfucker.
And like I said last week, if you want to believe in God, fine.
By all means.
But especially the ones that are like, oh, I got the promotion. You know, God bless me with that. Like, no. Like, give yourself the credit. Like, you did it. Like, God didn't look down and say, oh, John deserves a promotion, and God wrote off on it. Like, he's not reviewing you every 6 months or a year or whatever bullshit.
Imagine if your evals had, like, you know, manager signature underneath of it said Jesus Christ.
Right. Or the Lord. Like, like, you get God's stamp of approval on your measly 10-cent raise.
How great would it be if there was an actual stamp that had, like, Buddy Christ from Kevin Smith's Dog Money stamp on it, and you got God there with two thumbs up?
Right, yeah.
Oh, that's it. If I ever open up a fucking business, that's how I'm doing everything. Just a big old Buddy Christ stamp.
I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Nah, I don't get it either. I don't know. It's hard for me to get behind it. I mean, like I said, I really do go back and forth. I can pretty much say that I don't believe in God. Like you said, there's nothing wrong with people that do believe in God, but it's not for me. I've seen way too many fucked up things, and I don't feel it. Yeah. And I hate these fucking people who try to cram it down your throat every fucking day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fucking ridiculous. Yeah. I don't know. They all suck. Whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Fuck their godly ways. Fuck their praying. Fuck their church. Fuck it all.
Oh, my God. I don't understand why people can't give themselves credit. Or they can't look at the news and say, oh, obviously this nice weather is coming. Like, God didn't put it there. God didn't give you the raise. God didn't make you win the race. You know, like, no.
You're driving down the street. A car pops out in front of you. Slam on the brakes. Oh, thank God these brakes worked. Fucking God didn't make the brakes work.
The brakes worked at the last red light, too.
Yes.
You didn't thank God for that. Like, oh, I could have barreled through this intersection and hit 10 kids. Thank God my brakes worked. No, you made your foot do that shit. Like,
thank God these chicken wings aren't spicy.
Now I can just eat them real quick. No, I ordered them spicy. The guy made it spicy. Or not spicy. Whatever.
Oh, shit.
Or like the reason why I bring this up is because this lady just made it to my store before I closed. I put an ad up for an item that I'm selling, and she really wanted it. So she got to the store last minute, and she was like, "Oh, I thought it was going to be late because I thought the traffic was going to be there, but God made the traffic, like God cleared the traffic."
What, he fucking park the highway like the fucking Red Sea?
That's what I wanted to say. But instead, what I said was, oh, really?
That's even worse.
I know, but it doesn't come off as dickish. Like, well, not to old people. Not to old people.
Really?
And then she goes, yeah, you know, you close at 6 and it's rush hour and, you know, God just had a plan. And I'm like, yeah, man, I know. He really wanted you to have these dishes. What the fuck? Like, why don't you tell God, go back and tell God to get his priorities straight. Like, fix this cancer in these kids.
Right.
Like, fuck it. I can wait till tomorrow to get my plates, God. Like, like, help out Timmy, who's got the cancer. Like, no.
And let's not forget about the dogs with the HIV. All right, we're already at an hour, so yeah, let's get to douche of the week and wrap this shit up.
Yeah.
Now, douche of the week. This is actually an interesting douche of the week because there's two people that I find to be pretty fucking douchey, and I'm not sure which one should be douche of the week, so you're going to have to help me out with this. A friend of mine sent me a clip of a news article, I guess, about a woman who was pulled over in her car down here in Florida. And when the officer approached the car, he starts, normal license registration bullshit. And she says, just to let you know, I'm recording this. And the cop reacts to it. And, we're going to play this clip here so you can hear a bit of it. The clip itself is it's 4 minutes long, so we're not going to play it all, but I'll post it on the website. You guys got to check it out, but just give this a little listen.
Paperwork, the registration of the...
No.
You don't? What year is this car?
It's a 97?
A 97?
Wait, 2007. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot to tell you I was recording our conversation.
I'm sorry?
I have to tell you, I forgot to tell you I was recording.
Okay, well, I have to tell you, you just committed a felony.
Okay.
Yeah, give me your phone.
No.
Hand me your phone.
No.
I said hand me your phone. It's evidence.
I'm allowed to record our conversation.
You are not, ma'am, in this state. Hand it to me. Hand it to me.
No.
Okay.
I know my rights.
9358.
I didn't do anything wrong. I don't know why...
You sent me a 94.
I was in there until I thought I could be in the HOV lane.
Okay, I'm going to tell you one more time. I'm
going to
tell you one more time.
Get out of my
car. You are committing a felony. Hand me the phone.
No, I am not.
I know the law better than you. Believe me.
I will go to court. I'm not giving you my phone.
Hand me the phone. You're going to end up in jail if you don't hand me that phone. Tonight.
I'm not giving you my phone.
Tonight. I will take the phone from you.
And I'm not getting out of my car.
I am telling you to hand me the phone.
No.
All right. So, like I said, you got to listen to the whole clip, but let me just sum it up for you. It literally sounds like two kindergarten kids arguing back and forth throughout the whole thing because it's literally the cop keeps saying, give me a phone. No, I'm not going to give you my phone. Give me your phone. No, yes, no, yes, the whole time. And then it's step out of the car. No, I'm not going to get out of my car. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. It's so fucking ridiculous. Now, here's my problem. Okay, at first glance, I almost want to scream, cop is douche of the week. Because he does seem to fucking kind of overreact about the whole recording thing, whatever the case is. But then, I always go back to this. If a fucking cop tells you to do something, unless it's, get out and suck my dick, fucking listen to the cop, man.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of everybody screaming that, the cops abuse them and... they were treated wrongly and they got tackled to the ground. Why did you get tackled to the ground? Because the cop told you to fucking get down and you didn't get down.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you think is going to happen if a cop tells you to do something and you don't fucking do it?
Yeah.
So what do you think on this one? Which one do you think deserves douche of the week?
I think it's the lady. All right. After hearing this clip, and I had the same initial thought as you, the cops being a douche, which clearly he overreacted and, but I went and I looked, I actually looked at the law, and the law is different per state. And what you don't get in that clip is that she's not from Florida where this happened.
Correct. It does. I think she later states that she's from Ohio or something like that.
Ohio. Right. So in Ohio, you can legally record conversations as long as one of the parties is agreeing to it.
Right.
So you can record your conversation. As long as you're cool with it, then the other person doesn't have to know.
Which is kind of fucking ridiculous.
It is. It's very fucked up. But in Florida, you have to get consent from both parties.
Right.
So obviously, the lady recording it consents. The police officer didn't consent. So the police officer was actually... correct.
Absolutely.
But he didn't have to react the way that he did because it's not like she got anything juicy. Like, there's no evidence to be had.
Right.
she didn't really break the law because he could have just said, well, I don't consent to that. And in this state, you have to have both parties consent.
That's,
I don't consent. Shut off the phone.
That's the big thing right there. That's why I was like, wow, what a fucking douchebag. Because he easily could have said, well, look, you can't do that. You know, please shut it off. And then, you know, explain the situation, whatever the case is. But no, he immediately said, well, you're committing a felony.
Right, tone it down,
asshole.
Right.
Again, the more I think about it, the more I tend to agree with you that I find that this woman is, without a doubt, fucking douche of the week. Because, again, fucking listen to the cop, man.
Right.
He tells you to fucking give him your fucking phone, you give him your goddamn phone. Just give it up. If he tells you to get out of the car, get out of the fucking car.
Right.
It makes no sense to me.
And this is another group of people that I hate. The people that know their rights.
Oh, those I know my fucking rights. Assholes.
You don't know your fucking rights. You didn't go to law school. You're not read or educated on the laws of that state.
Right.
You know? Like, clearly she did not know her rights.
No.
Like, and she put up she put up this big fight and over and over again. I know my rights. I know my rights. You don't know cock. Like, stop. Give the cop your phone. You'll get it back. Like, don't worry. Like, they're not going to go flipping through your pictures looking at whose cock she sucked the night before. Like, that's what I really think it was. Like, she really, like, had some shit on there that she did not want anybody to see.
Right.
And, like, if you're going to take pictures like that, don't keep it on your phone. Like, you know she's out at some club, like, sucking off 10 guys the night before. Like, she's all drowsy. She didn't even know what fucking year car she was driving.
I know.
She was a decade off. Like, clearly she had a rough night the night before during her hotel gangbang or whatever the hell she was doing. Like, just shut up. If you want to start to record the conversation, because that's what you do in your state, fine. Otherwise, give the cop your phone. Like,
give him the fucking phone.
Whatever. He's going to see your gangbang pictures. He's not going to make fun of you for it. He might show the other officers, but it's not going to get online.
He's probably going to text him to himself so he can go home and use them later on.
Whatever. If that's what he wants to do, fine.
That's his own personal business.
He's a cop. No, don't make his job fucking harder because you're telling him what the law is and you're fucking wrong as shit.
It kills me. And, like, the other part of the video that, now, I mentioned before about the whole fucking kindergarten school fight that they had. It's like, I can almost understand why she's acting like that because she sounds like a fucking idiot. But here's a cop who I'm assuming is a butch kind of a guy. He sounds like a butchy kind of guy. He's got guns, handcuffs, I'm assuming a nightstick, a big-ass fucking flashlight. And here he is going back and forth with this fucking idiot. Oh, yes, you are going to get out of the car. Oh, yes, you are. It's like, either drag the bitch out of the car or shut the fuck up. I can't believe how fucking long this recording goes on. Like I said, it's over 4 minutes long. And it's just constant back and forth between these two idiots. Do this, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. It's like, it's ridiculous. It's so fucking comical, though, listening to it.
But the thing is, I mean, we've taken a lot away from what the cops can do.
Right.
In that case. You know, if the cop would have went in there and manhandled this lady, which she did say, oh, I'm injured and everything. Like, what the fuck is that? I'm injured and everything? Like, I don't fall down on the ground outside and go, ah, I'm injured and everything.
No. You drop to the ground and go, ah, I broke my asshole. Somebody help me.
Right. You don't go, I'm injured. Like, if somebody shot you, would you go, ah, I'm injured? Like, no. You fucking fall to the ground and writhe in pain. Like, she's clearly working a lawsuit there.
Oh, absolutely. Because not at any point did she ever go, ow. Immediately, I'm injured.
Right.
Bullshit. I'm surprised she didn't say, he's touching my tit. I don't know what's happening. Why are you unzipping your pants, sir?
Oh my god.
Oh, it's fucking ridiculous. But yes, you know what? I agree. This fucking crazy bitch is definitely douche of the week. Go back to fucking Ohio, where you can do whatever you want to do recording people.
Yeah.
Stay the fuck out of Florida because you do not belong here.
Right.
And next time a cop tells you to do something, fucking do it. You know what? Fuck
do it.
I was going to bring this up because it's such a hot topic and I always get shit when I bring this up. But, God, I think it was like 6 months ago, there was an issue. I forget what state it was in. I'll have to try to look it up a little later on. Maybe you heard about it. Did you hear about when the cop shot a dog and there was like a big fucking to-do about that maybe like 6-7 months ago?
I think if it's the same story, it happened in North Carolina.
Maybe. I don't know, but I'll start telling you what it was. There, I guess there was some kind of a big like raid on a house where there was like tons of fucking police there. And, you know, they're blocking off parts of the street and whatnot. And there's some bystanders at the end of the block. And they're, you know, just hanging around taping everything. This guy rolls up in his car. And I guess he had driven by a couple times with his window down, music just blasting. So he parks at the end of this, like, block right in the corner. Windows down, music's blasting. He takes his dog out. And he's walking around and he keeps... videotaping with his phone the entire thing that's going on. He keeps saying, you know, stupid shit like, they're always going after the black guys. How come the white cop is harassing the black guy over there? Just stupid bullshit, you know, kind of racist things to stir up some tension. From the articles I read, he was known to do this before. All the cops pretty much knew who this asshole was because he was constantly going to different locations and causing scenes like this. Well, I guess he finally said enough to where a couple of the cops just fucking got fed up and decided to come over and basically tell him to just go away. So he walks up and he immediately puts his dog in a car. Now, the windows in the car are all down still. So the cops tell him to turn down his music and, you know, tell him to come on over. So they're talking to him. And he keeps fucking just spewing all this bullshit out of his mouth. And the cops finally gave up and said, you know what, dude? If you're not going to leave, you're under arrest. They throw him in handcuffs. Meanwhile, when you're watching a video, you see his dog, which looks to be like a fucking 80-pound Rottweiler, just going crazy in the back of this car. The dog ends up jumping out of the window and runs over to where the I believe it's three cops now, have the guy in handcuffs. And this dog, it keeps lunging at the cops. Now, I've watched this video like 1,000 times because my wife was all upset about it. She's like, oh, my God, you know, I can't believe this happened. But after a few times, the dog lunging at the cops, and one of the cops tried to go and grab the dog, and the fucking dog, it jumped at him pretty viciously. Like, if it was me, I would have been scared to fucking death, this big-ass dog coming at me. So he took out a gun, and he shot the dog.
Right.
Everybody fucking goes crazy. The internet blows up. Everybody's like, oh, the cops should have never done that. I can't believe they shot the dog. Now, I have so many issues with this thing because nobody ever says, what the fuck was that guy doing there? Why did he have to sit there and antagonize the fucking cops so bad that they felt the need to arrest him? If he would have just gotten in his car and drove the fuck off, he'd be fine. Yeah. His dog would be fine.
Yeah.
I hate the fact that the dog got shot, but when you watch this video, this dog fucking lunges at the cops like 2 or 3 times. And I mean, I probably would have shot the dog myself as well. Just saying, this is from a guy who fucking loves dogs. I got 2 dogs. If you even fucking looked at my dogs wrong, I'd fucking punch you in the mouth. And I hate that shit. But I always get crap for that because everybody's like, oh, the cops are such assholes. They shouldn't have done that.
No. If you feel like you're being threatened, then you certainly should be able to take care of it by any means. You know, if it means shooting the dog, then that's fine. Because a dog, it doesn't know when to stop. A dog's not going to say, all right, I bit you, now you're going to back off. No, it's going to continue biting you. Like, and at that point, it might be too late, you know?
Absolutely. Like I said, we're not talking about a little fucking shih tzu. I mean, this fucking thing was massive. It was a big fucking, I'm not even saying that the dog was a vicious dog. By all means, the dog was just concerned for its owner's safety and was going over there to try to figure out what was going on, and I mean, like, right. I said, it got crazy. The dog was, I guess you can say, doing what it was trained to do to protect its owner. But, yeah. I mean, it got to a point where it was a dangerous situation. But everybody's like, yeah. Oh, they could have pepper sprayed them. They could have done this, that. I'm like, dude, you got this fucking giant-ass dog lunging at you with fucking snarling yeah. teeth and shit. I mean, come right. on. Fucking cut right. people a break.
I mean, I would give the cop a break. Yeah, that's nothing to get all twisted over.
No.
The story that happened in North Carolina was much, much different, though. And what happened there was a cop was walking down the street, and coming from the other direction, a guy walking a pit bull was coming up. And the dog was on a retractable leash. So the pit gets kind of far away. It's like a 10-foot leash. The cop doesn't realize that the dog's on this leash, and he shoots him because the dog was coming close to him.
Jesus. That's pretty fucked up.
That's fucked up. That's like, so the cop is totally wrong in that case.
Like, I feel bad laughing at it, but this is hysterical. It's like, your dog looked at me. I'm going to fucking right. shoot it.
Right. Like, that cop needs, like, he lost his job and all that kind of bullshit. But, yeah, I mean, that's just fucked up. Like, dude, the dog's on a leash, like, walking down the street with the owner. Like, all right, so the owner didn't cut the leash off soon enough, you know? But, like, I can't say for sure whether the dog was acting vicious or whatever, you know, or even barking. Nobody really knows except for the cop and the guy. But the guy was like, the dog wasn't acting vicious or anything. But, of course, the cop was like, well, the dog came at me, so I did what I had to do. And it's like, well, it was on a fucking leash.
Like, I mean, it's fucking so sad. I mean, like you said, nobody knows what really happened except for those three.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're not going to hear the dog side of the story, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's hard to say what somebody would do in a situation like that. I mean, yeah. Like I said, I sit there and 100% say that I would fucking shoot the dog if I was the cops in the story I just told. Your story, I'm thinking to myself, what an asshole, why'd he shoot the dog? But in the same sense, I'm thinking to myself, I don't know, if I didn't see a leash and that thing's coming at me, I might, you know, fucking either A, I'm going to pull my gun, or I'm going to run away screaming in the opposite direction.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, my initial reaction would be yell at the owner.
Right.
You know.
True.
Like, not pull out a gun and start shooting. Start blasting away at this dog. Like the owner is literally like 7 feet away, at max 10 feet, because the dog ain't going past 10 feet. You know,
imagine the fucking owner's face. They're walking this fucking dog.
He's out for a stroll. You know,
he sees his friendly neighborhood policeman. He just pulls out a gun and fucking lays waste to his dog. It just, the complete dumbfounded look on his face just like, priceless. Like, oh, what happened? My dog took a shit. He, you know, he did his little stretch. He took 4 steps and a fucking cop shot him. I don't understand what happened. Oh my god, that's that's gotta be the worst thing ever, to watch a cop shoot your dog.
Right, for no reason. There's no dispute. There's no violence. Just but like the big thing was, oh, if it were a different breed than a pit bull, would the cop have done that? Like, that was the big story.
That's such a bullshit argument.
Right.
I mean, if I'm out in the woods and I see a squirrel charging at me, I'm not going to do anything. If I'm out in the woods and I see a fucking, you know, bear charging at me, I'm going to have a different reaction. You can't right. fucking say, oh, well, if it was a poodle, he'd still be alive. Of course he would, because how many stories do you hear of poodles mauling people?
Right.
I mean, I mean, I understand that, I guess, pit bulls live in a certain stereotype, but it's for a fucking decent reason.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. My oldest dog is part pit bull. She's fucking part like 17 other dogs, but who knows?
Right.
But yeah, she's a part pit bull, and she's a fucking pussy. I could literally walk over and kick that dog in the face, and just look at me like, yeah. Oh, hey, how you doing? Hey, right. She's a fucking pussy. But everybody right. expects her to be some snarling, crazed monster, and it's just not the way it is. But whatever.
Yeah. All right.
We're at an hour and 20 minutes. Let's wrap up.
All right. All right. So this has been American Fat Ass Podcast. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/AmericanFatAss, or on Twitter at Fat Ass Podcast. Our website is up and running and it looks great. That's www.AmericanFatAssPodcast.com. You can find all of our shows there, our YouTube videos, any pictures that correlate with the show. It's all on there. It's a good way to contact us as well. You can comment on each show or video. Send us your people I hate or reasons to be fat through Facebook or Twitter. Send us an email, AmericanFatAssPodcast@gmail.com. Listen to us on Stitcher, iTunes, Castroller, Spreaker, tons of different options. It's all on the web. And anything else you'd like to add?
No, not really. I would just like to quickly thank everybody who participated and gave us segments of the show to talk about. Keep those coming, guys. We love having you a part of the show.
Yeah, that basically made our show this week. That's all we did. We didn't really have anything set up except for folks that chimed in with what they wanted us to talk about. So Len and John and whoever else sent in stuff, this was your show. So hope you enjoyed it.
Real quick before we leave, fuck you, sir. I threw in the one-armed drunk lady on the cruise ship. That was all me.
That is very true. Just saying. Yeah.
Not to take away anything from Len and John and whoever else, but I'm just that was all me.
I still can't believe a one-armed bitch just sat on you like a fucking like couch.
Sat on me. Nick Lazy Boy McKelvey.
All right, guys. We wasted enough of your time. This is a good show, and we are out.